This episode is supported by IRL, an original podcast from Mozilla, made for people who are into or build AI and people who develop tech policies. Listen to Mozilla IRL wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hello, and welcome to The Expansive. This is where we explore the frontiers of personal growth, business innovation, and technology. We believe that growth and progress come from expanding our minds, exploring new possibilities, and embracing change. My name is Sean Lewitz, and you're about to listen to a moment from one of our previous episodes. This week's expansive moment taps into the creation of community and how it's up to us to make connections around commonalities. You're listening to The Expansive with John Sarnay and Eric Kruger.
A big thing for me, and I also made a video about community just recently, about how important it is to have community in our lives, because people don't commit suicide because they're hungry. They commit suicide because they're lonely. And this need for us to engage with each other and to connect with other human beings is more and more necessary. This podcast I was listening to was saying 25% of Americans, well, it's an American-based podcast, but 25% of Americans are lonely. That's more people than have diabetes. Are lonely, like clinically lonely. And so community, or another way of saying it is common unity, is we need to actually work on our friendships. We need to work on building our community. We need to put into our community. And I was shouting at the podcast co-host. He was like talking about loneliness and this and that. And I was saying it's victim. The person's feeling sorry for themselves. They don't think they're good enough. They're stuck in a victim mindset. That's why they're feeling lonely. And he was saying, well, why don't people just go out there and connect with other people? No, they just feel like they're not good enough. It's not to do with loneliness. It's got to do with victimhood. So for us to build community, we really have to step up, step out, and reach out and actually create the environment to meet up. I'm going to Cape Town and I'm just like, oh, no friends have messaged me to meet up for dinner. Well, did you set up a dinner with you and your friends? Did you like say, hey guys, let's all go out for dinner? No, you didn't. So then what are you sitting here? So we have to build community. And I think in today's world where there's so much tech and you're so busy and there's so much change, who's holding you accountable? Who's holding space for you? Who are you holding space for? Who are you servicing? Who are you looking forward to seeing? Who are you looking forward to hosting? Like, who's your community and how are you building your community? And I think it's really important for 2023 and beyond that the technology we understand when it comes to human psychology, the number one technology is togetherness, is collaboration, is community. And so really something for us to focus on.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that your main point really is around making the effort to connect to people, because there really are so many different communities out there, you know, whether it's online or in person, there are communities for every interest that you have. And I think that's actually part of what makes it easy to connect at first, is that you don't have to go there with a big expectation that you're going to connect to people and have these profound friendships and relationships, but you can go there because you already share something in common. Is that if you go join a paddle club, you have a paddle commonality, like you both interested in
commonality.
So when we moved to Somerset West, I really think that was one of the biggest things that helped us, is that we went to the squash courts. We became part of the squash community. That made it so much easier for us to integrate. Then we moved on to paddle, became part of the paddle community, much easier to integrate. And it's never been about, okay, let me go and make friends. It's let me go and do this thing that I really enjoy doing. And as a byproduct of that, I've made friends. As a byproduct of that, there's been relationships and business that have come as a result. So that's also one thing to consider, because I do realize that if you are feeling lonely, it feels like a very big step to take, you know, and we do this thing to ourselves where we berate ourselves, exactly what you're saying about victimhood. But one of the biggest challenges with victimhood is that it just becomes self-fulfilling and it becomes perpetuating in nature. And so once I'm in victimhood, I feel so sorry for myself. I just keep that mindset going. And to be honest, it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And at some point you start looking up from this hole and you're like, I have no idea how I'm going to get out of it. Like your self-esteem, your self-worth, all of it is just demolished in the process. And so an easy step here is, what are you interested in? And just go and do that. Go and do that and do it with people. And there are people that do the same things that you do. And you'll be surprised that once you get into that groove, how that slowly starts establishing a new pattern.
Yeah, exactly. I think also remember that other people are feeling that as well. You know, I often used to say to people, like, if you are feeling insecure about going to the beach and taking your shirt off, remember most other people are feeling the same.
Yeah.
You're not alone. You know, this is just what most people, the human condition, is about.
There are so many more episodes just like this one waiting for you. If you haven't yet, subscribe to The Expansive today. And while you're doing that, please leave us a 5-star review. You can also listen to the full episode titled How to Think About AI, Goal Setting and Community, which was first published in January of 2023. You can also find The Expansive on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and on YouTube. The links to all of which you'll find in the show notes. Until the next time, stay expansive.